Welcome to another UCTV.tv podcast presented by University of California Television.
It's magical. There's no other word for it. It's just an incredible gift for our kids.
Oh, I loved it. It's an incredible experience.
It was fantastic. It was fantastic. So enjoyable.
I think they did wonderfully.
We were blown away. We thought it was absolutely fantastic.
I really want to do it again.
Yeah, it was really fun.
It was a ton of fun.
It just seems to get better every year.
It was absolutely fantastic.
It was great. The program was great.
This has been wonderful.
Sounded great.
They sounded really great.
It gave me chills. It was incredible.
It's wonderful.
My son has been working so hard, and he's so excited to be here. The opportunity is just fantastic.
And my daughter plays the flute, and it's been incredible.
Wonderful. They cherish the time that they play here.
Just everything. The sound, the feeling, and it's just a great experience.
I founded Children's Music Workshop in 1993. At that time, I was a traveling instrumental music teacher in the Los Angeles Unified School District, and I saw a need for instrumental music instruction in some of the local private schools. I left the district to direct Children's Music Workshop and discovered that there was a need for instrumental music also in the public schools. Right now, we have 24 schools where we do instrumental music programs. About half are public and half are private. Each school has its own orchestra, which presents a school orchestra concert every spring. We take the top music students from each of these schools to create the All Schools Honor Orchestra. We are now in our 12th year, and we perform in Schoenberg Hall at UCLA. And this year, we had a 140-piece orchestra comprised of students from throughout the Los Angeles area. The average age of an honor orchestra member is just 10 years old. We begin our honor orchestra rehearsals in January with the string players. We meet at the UCLA Lab School every Sunday. As the students begin to learn the music in their regular school rehearsals, we invite additional string players and eventually include the woodwind and brass players. As the May concert approaches, more of the students are now attending the weekly Sunday rehearsals. However, we actually only have one full mandatory rehearsal that includes all the performers, and that rehearsal is held just 1 week before the concert. That's an especially fun day, as it's the first time everyone has had the opportunity to play together. And for some students, they have never even been in a large orchestra setting until that final rehearsal. The end result is a very special performance, which I hope the students and their families will long remember.
About 1 year, I chose the cello, and I found out that I really liked it. My mom would keep on encouraging me when I practice, so she a bit inspired me. Since it's orchestra, you have to keep right on time. If you make mistakes, you can't go back and you have to keep on going, or else the orchestra will sound very weird.
Playing is Rozeski March because I heard it on the internet, I looked it up, and then it sounds really good.
Myself, I don't have any other instruments with me that makes other sounds, so I could only hear my instrument playing. And when I go to the group, everyone comes together and you could hear other sounds, you could hear your sounds. I couldn't have heard the most beautiful sounds I've ever heard. Kinter Canyon Elementary School. I started flute because when I go to orchestras to listen to them, I've always heard the flutes and they always sound so pretty. My feeling when I play it in the orchestra, it feels smooth to me. Like when I'm walking, I can feel like the beats as I walk in on the flute too. My brother, his name is Teo, and he's in second grade. He's 7 years old, and he just started to play the clarinet on the weekends. I do gymnastics. Gymnastics is really fun. I like to do flips in the air. Like when I do them, they feel smooth to me, like the way I play smooth on my flute. And like when I did a cartwheel or a handstand or a flip or something, sometimes I did it smooth and sometimes I did it in pieces. Like when I messed up, usually it felt a little chunky, like when I have to tongue the keys on my flute, it sounded like that. And then when I did it, I sounded proud. I felt proud. It feels like I've just like accomplished something very big. Like this is like the beginning of my life, and it's like the start of, it's just the start of it, and it's like really big.
The amazing thing that I always hear from all the kids about the Honor Orchestra experience is the chance to not just meet other kids, but to have the overall experience of playing with so many kids. The independence that it forces the children to have, you know, knowing their own independent parts and not get thrown off by all the different sounds and different things that they hear. It's an unexpected challenge, but I think that's probably their favorite part. And I think that's the most exciting thing, is not knowing what to expect and then being blown away by the whole thing.
One of the things that I did was to do musical twister on the floor, and to kind of, you know, encourage learning, even though they thought they were just playing twister, but they really learned the music staff and how to read music notes. I would take the kids in groups, and first we would have them all stand on different lines to represent different notes in different spaces, so they knew what the notes were. And then the following week, I would do groups and kind of like mini competitions where they can put different body parts on different lines or note spaces, and they thought it was really fun, and it was kind of fun to see them having fun and learning their notes that way.
First time I heard the violin, I was completely in love. I loved the sound, the texture of the music. My mom is the one who supports me the most. She just loves when I play, and I feel her love through, and that inspires me to keep on going.
I think it's incredibly important for every child to have the opportunity to do music. Music is one of those things that can really elevate quality of life and add meaning and depth and richness to someone's life. So I think to leave that out would be a great disservice to all of our kids.
Norton Wright. I play the clarinet. Well, I chose to play the clarinet because I was watching SpongeBob at the time and I saw Squidward and wondered if that's what it actually looks like. And then I started playing, and but I didn't think I would ever get this far.
I played guitar in college in a band, and so was, you know, happy that William got into it. The thing that was surprising is that he gravitated towards clarinet. I've been able to help with certain musical concepts, but it's gotten to the point now where he's in fourth grade and his musical ability is beyond where I can help him now.
Right now I'm in fourth grade and I started playing the clarinet when I was in second grade. So it's been quite a few years. My clarinet teacher is Mandy, and she's really nice. Last year, I was kind of a little playful and foolish and always hid behind the curtains at my school, which got her really mad at me. But she got over it, and now we just play normally again, and everything's going back to the way it used to be.
With William, it's easy because he likes it. He enjoys it, so sometimes he'll just play for the heck of it. It's easy on us because we don't have, you know. So it's not like we've got a taskmaster about that.
Well, Mandy works the group by separating them into their into what type of instrument or into what level they are, and divides them up, and then she plays them separately and then as if they're puzzle pieces, and then she just puts them all together. Other than doing music, I do karate, basketball, a lot of sports, and I also like writing stories sometimes. When I found out that I was trying out, I was a little like dumbfounded, and I felt like, oh gosh, this is a huge thing for me. Music, music, music. I felt like that's my only priority. I have a lot of things I want to do in the future. I think I want to be an astronaut, a race car driver, a musician, and an inventor. That's a lot of and a dad. I almost forgot that one. A dad.
hear lots about people being well-rounded. Well, knowing about music and art and drama is making a student well-rounded. And they can connect with other human beings through music. I think it makes them appreciate one another and other people's talents. And I think that makes us, you know, better citizens, better human beings.
Noticed that he was musically talented at a young age. I remember he was running around with a little toy guitar. He might have been about 4 or 5 years old. And I just decided to ask him, like, hey, son, would you like to take some guitar lessons? And he said, sure. And we've been doing it ever since.
I kept asking my dad. We started listening to a lot of jazz. And I asked if I could start playing saxophone. But he said, okay, maybe we'll try it out.
I think it was about the third grade. That's when he started at Marquette's Charter. He brought home the form about the children's music workshop. And he said, Dad, is it okay if I play the sax? I know how important music is, and he's asking, my son Kevin was asking to play another instrument. I'm like, sure, let's give it a shot.
Well, right now, I'm really just trying to get prepared for everything. That was because during the summer, me and my dad, we're going to go, like, in front of, like, banks and, like, maybe, like, on a promenade and, like, on Hollywood and play the instrument and see how much money I can make through the whole summer. That way I could buy the brand new guitar that I want.
Well, usually he practices maybe for about 30 minutes a day. You know, once the homework is done, I say, go ahead, get on the guitar, bring out your sax or harmonica.
I'm supposedly going to be a producer once I get supposedly famous with my band, and hopefully they accept our CD now since we sent it out to a few studios, and if they accept it, hallelujah!
Hopefully he sticks with it. I would very much encourage him if that's what he wanted to do. I think he would succeed at it too, and I'm very proud of him.
Thank you.
sax because I like jazz music and I thought it would be fun to try it, and that's why I like the sax. I play jazz a lot and I think it's really fun.
that kid is clicking with music, they start to enjoy what they do, and they really like to practice and getting better and better. And sometimes it happens early in the year, sometimes in the second semester, sometimes just right before the concert, but this is probably the most rewarding for a teacher to see how kid is enjoying playing instrument.
In the post-information age, where it is critical for adults to multitask, for adults to be flexible, for adults to be adaptable, for adults to be creative, for adults to be innovative, there has never been a more important time in the history of our nation to emphasize the arts. Because the arts provides the foundation that allows for creativity, that allows for innovation, that allows for the flexibility that will lead to successful professionals and successful citizens in the future.
You need to play all together, and the sound has to become one sound together. And when that happens, everyone has to work together. You have to cooperate together to make it into one symphony.
music gives you a tremendous intellectual connection to Western society. It's been going on basically since the Greeks, this kind of Western art music. This is what we're really talking about, which is probably the most difficult thing to accomplish. And it gives you a connection to that, to our history, which is why we study history, or why we, much of why we learn to read.
So complicated now, and it's so test and reading, writing, math driven. Your brain needs a break from that and a shift from that, and it needs to absorb that stuff in a different way. Art and music aren't frivolous. You know, they're, to me, it's like a guide and a extra thing that they can go into that looks different, but it can still teach the same things.
I'm 9 and I go to Los Encinos.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Well, I went to France and there were lots of musicians, and some were in the subway, some were like on bridges. The playground was really, really, really long. The restaurants were so good, they mostly just ate bread, cheese, butter, and pasta. And we went on a train to Monet's garden. Well, they were so beautiful, and I thought Monet's house was little, but it was like a huge mansion.
Paris was a great trip. It was really fun to go with Sadie. I've been there before and had more of a grown-up trip, so this was really fun to see it through her eyes. It was really cool how much music we actually saw around Paris that we just bumped into. That subway experience, they all had music stands and music, and they were reading their music and chairs, and I mean, they were musicians.
Yes, I took my flute with me, and I played a lot in the hotel apartment. In an orchestra, it's really cool because you can hear a lot of instruments playing together.
It benefits kids to see themselves as a piece of a bigger picture. You get that with group sports, and I think that music can be that way also. It teaches kids how to have a goal and an idea of something and have to work hard and get frustrated and get past that. Sometimes they don't get it right away, and then when they do, it's a good payoff for them.
Thank you.
like music. Before I played clarinet, I played the piano, and I still do. I really love it. And I'm gonna have music. I'm gonna be a musician for like part of my hobby. I'm gonna have like a big hobby for like a musician. And I wanna be in like a band or something. And also music helps me like, well, kind of like express my feelings, because I make like a lot of songs and stuff. I compose them. And I think it's just really fun to like let your inside come out. I like how you can play all the notes, how you can play all different kinds of notes, and how you can be like in an orchestra and play with other people who you like have never met before.
Children. That's my favorite thing. Their little sweet personalities. It doesn't ever get old because of the kids, because it's new to them every time, and they bring the fun and the newness every year. It doesn't matter how many years you do it. I get to give them this gift of another language, which is international. They can play music everywhere around the world, and that's just such a gift to teach children music. It's the best gig there is, really.
a very important thing that schools offer music programs. It's so related. I mean, we see it. We see how they're good at identifying patterns. They're good at learning things. They're good at math. I mean, somehow you read about these things, and then when you see them going on at a school, you see the results right there. It's such a great thing to have. It's very important that they keep these programs.
You've been listening to a podcast by University of California Television. For more information about this program or UCTV, visit us online at uctv.tv.